This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. While nationwide test scores for reading and writing declined, Colorado students held steady and even improved, CPR's Jenny Brundine explains.
Colorado fourth graders went from 36% proficiency in reading to 38% from 2022 to 2024. Fourth graders are still not back to pre-pandemic levels, but fourth graders ranked sixth in the nation and eighth graders ranked fourth. Colorado showed a significant improvement in math. Colorado still has big achievement gaps between races and ethnicities. The National Assessment of Education Progress assesses reading and math every 2 years for fourth and eighth graders. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
And an update to a report from this morning, King Soopers workers in Colorado are a step closer to going on strike. The union and King Soopers are still negotiating a new contract. Yesterday, Denver employees voted to authorize a strike. That's according to local representatives from the United Food and Commercial Workers International Union. Workers in other parts of the state are voting this weekend. Then the union will decide whether to go through with the strike. A well-known civic leader in Denver has died. Daniel Ritchie was a former chancellor of the University of Denver and one of its largest donors. University officials say he died last night at age 93. The former media executive donated around $100 million to DU in the 90s after selling ranches he owned in California and Colorado. Ritchie also spent 9 years as chairman and CEO of the Denver Center for the Performing Arts. This is CPR News and KRCC. See.